Well, a very good morning to you, beloved GLFM listeners. Welcome to yet another episode of Social Time with me, Hileni Inane. And today I am joined by none other than
Zafia Basson. Good morning.
Yes, so it is a very good morning, Saturday morning. It's a bit sunny and warm. You know, it's a perfect weather for those that are doing outdoor activities. But I'm hoping you guys had having a beautiful weekend, because I'm aware some of you have been on weekend ever since 19 Kururu, and it's all right. I'm not jealous, but I'm not jealous, eh? I'm not from the toes of my heart. I'm not jealous, but yeah, I'm still here doing the job and making you guys listen to me. So welcome to Social Times officially, and we will be with you from now up until the hour of 11 o'clock. So we come here every day on Social Time and we talk about issues that socially affect our everyday lives. We have conversations that you are afraid to have, normally, conversations that, you know, you shy away from because of what they mean, because of who might feel attacked, or because of, you know, societal norms and certain beliefs that certain conversations should not be had in public. So we come here and we have those difficult and honest conversations. So if you're new to Eagle FM and you're joining us today for the very first time, welcome to Eagle FM, and I hope you will be joining us from today onwards and every other day after that. So do download our Eagle FM app. It enables you to listen to our live broadcasting. It enables you to listen to previous podcasts, and you can also find other information there, such as vacancies at multiple companies, information that you may actually require, or it could be day-to-day news articles, day-to-day news items, and this is news that affects our everyday lives. This is news that that you should be consuming, so that you are just aware of what is happening in and around Africa, in and around Namibia, in and around the rest of the world, so that you are aware and so that certain things do not come as a surprise to you. Most of you guys are always surprised. Ah, you go to a shop and you're like, ah, when did cooking oil become $200? But if you are busy following economic issues, if you are busy following platforms like this one, you would know that due to certain reasons, you know, there's inflation on certain things because of what's going on around the world, because of what, you know, other people are busy fighting, and you are just collateral damage, we understand, but it is what it is. So do download our Eagle FM app and you will be able to keep yourself up to date with everything and anything around the world. Alternatively, you can follow us on all our social media platforms, which will enable you to know in advance what type of conversations we are going to have on our shows. It also shares with you news items as they are happening on time. And, you know, we try to do it as soon as possible. Like, if you hit a wall now, in the next 5 seconds, I'm going to try and have it up if, you know, the information gets to me then. So you can always keep yourself up to date with our social media platforms and just follow along and know what we at Eagle FM are up to, what news items we will be bringing to you on a daily basis. That way you have a clue of what it is that you're going to be participating in. Sometimes you have difficult questions. Sometimes policymakers are going to be on the show live, and maybe you just have a question for them. I speak a lot about holding leaders accountable this year, and this could be your platform, because if you hear that Minister A is going to be here, that should be your cue. That should be the time you come up with your questions, you prepare yourself, and then you join the conversation so that you can also engage Minister A, and you will know what Minister A thinks of what you want to know. Because sometimes you're just at home. They are not. But they are not even aware they are supposed to be doing certain things. They are not even aware of your sentiments on the ground. So that is why it's very, very important to just follow our social media platforms, to have the app downloaded, and that way you are always informed. Alternatively, we offer live streaming and live broadcasting services, sound systems. We can always come to you and make your event a possibility, either by providing sound or live streaming it, or, you know, or providing the full package for you, just so that many other people can be aware of your business, or many other people can be aware of the initiative that you have going on, and you know, just to shed some light on your business. Because I always say, what is your business if it's hidden? How do people know you offer a certain product if, you know, you are not putting yourself out there, you are not shining a light on yourself so that people know that Eleni actually sell what? And then they can come and support you. So those are just some of the platforms you can engage us on. And for all your marketing needs, do call our office line, which is 083-888-400, 083-888-400. And, you know, you will be directed to the correct channels, the channels that will make sure that your product is airing here on Eagle FM. And without many stories, I would like to issue an apology, because many of you are probably waiting for the conversation between Dr. Tuilika, Andreas, and I that was, you know, put up on our social media platforms, like I just said. But we would have to hold that thought due to reasons beyond our control. And, you know, we will have it some other day, not just today. So today we are going to have a different conversation, because I would love, you know, in the past, I would have done that conversation on my own. There's so much I want to say about it. But I would also love to have this conversation with someone with a deeper understanding of its consequences, and someone that can actually teach instead of, you know, us just talking about things we already know. So, yeah, we will do something different today.
Eagle FM, you're live.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. You just have a problem here in Swakop.
What is the problem in Swakop?
No, we don't used to listen to Eagle FM anymore in Swakop. I don't know what is the problem.
Do you have a smartphone?
No. Yeah, I have a smartphone, but those people who don't have a smartphone, they are suffer called this. We used to listen to the radio usually.
Yeah, no, I understand.
The one who said so that I can call those sort of guys to explain what is the problem.
I am not able to explain what the actual problem is right now. The technicians will, however, be looking into it, and I cannot even give you a date of when it is going to be resolved. It's a bit beyond my knowledge right now, but I will pass on the message, because I am aware of other towns, not just Swakop specifically.
But you mean you was aware of it before?
No, I was aware that other towns are experiencing frequency issues. I was not aware of Swakop. So because I'll just let them know the problem is also in Swakop.
Yeah, because this Swakop is like, it's no a month.
I'm sorry to hear that. And so,
even one day before they it on downward, then they say they can solve the problem. You know, people, they are stressed here. Sorry to say that, but we are stressed.
I'm so sorry. I'll pass on the message to those in charge of technical aspects beyond my capabilities.
Yeah, that's it. I understand, but the thing is, like, that is the same answer those guys was answering. They when I called and all downwards, they tell me such an issue, but we still keep on waiting. But guys, we are stressed. Sorry for that.
You are stressed, ne? I am sorry that you are stressed. In the meantime, I can only advise that for those of you that have smartphones, to either listen from the website or the app.
Yeah, but
while the issue is being looked at.
You know, I understand, man. I understand, mom, and I'm very appreciative. And thank you for that. And the thing is that sometimes I can do with the phone, but I don't have data.
Yeah, I understand that aspect very well.
I can be with a smartphone, but if my, I don't have data, there's no other way I can listen to Eagle. It was my favorite radio at all.
Just okay, go, just go ask for the neighbor's Wi-Fi password.
No.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I know.
You see, at least you giggled. I was just trying to make you laugh.
Yes, I understand, but there's no other way you can make me laugh while I'm not listening to Angle FM because I beat my percent. Okay. It's okay. Like now, I don't know what's going on even. Okay. Now I'm looking for better problem. Okay. It's okay.
It's okay. It's okay, my love. Actually, we are going to have a conversation around Easter and what it brings and what it means to people. But I'm hoping you can find yourself somewhere where you have internet connection and you are able to listen in, eh?
Yeah, but this thing is not, I'm not calling like individual. I call, like some people.
No,
me to call.
I understand, and that's why I said.
People they used to listen to the radio each and every day to Edgar, but now we are away. I don't know. We don't know what is going on, but it's okay. I understand what you explained to me.
Yeah, no. I cannot explain further than that.
Then I understand what you explained. Mm-hmm. It's most a technical issue, and technical issue used to cost money. We might just keep on waiting.
Yeah.
Okay, say hi to everybody.
Okay, thank you. I will say hi to everyone.
We love you guys. You know, we are no more used to hear your voice. We still love you guys.
Okay, thank you so much. The feeling is mutual. We love you too in absentia.
I'm talking to who? Is it?
It's Eleni.
No, I said this me. This is Taima. So this Saima, say hi to Queen and to Hermo, to everybody.
Okay, sure, I'll definitely do that.
Okay, we are still waiting, eh?
I'm not making any promises, but okay.
You know, I thought everything would be clear next week. I will pray.
Yeah, I'll help you pray. Thank you.
Okay. Your Easter weekend.
Likewise.
Strong Angela FM must go on.
Well. I hate that, you know, such things happen sometimes, and you know, sometimes technical issues are beyond what we can control. So let's quickly go for our social time anthem, and then we will be back to dive right into this conversation of today. I will leave you with Billie Eilish, Ocean Eyes. By now, most of you should be able to sing along because I've been playing this song for the longest on every one of my shows. So, do stay tuned. I mean, it's the national
you for some time, can't stop staring at those ocean eyes, burning cities and napalm skies, 15 flares inside those ocean eyes, your ocean.
You really know how to make me cry when you give me those ocean eyes. I'm scared. I've never fallen quite this high, falling into your ocean eyes. Those ocean.
If ice could melt, I'd keep mine in the basin. Turn the heat up and keep my eyes from facing. Know that leg work will pull my back out. Maybe my mind won't be so patient. Father lost his son and found a home. A mother came undone, now she cries alone. And you and I will be like butterflies. I know you want my blessing, but I got wounds that still need dressing. And you and I will be like butterflies at sea. So I know you still be ready, but there's things you should have said to me. Eyes could burn out and keep mine from raging. 24 miles an hour at a 7-day pacing. You could roll that body roll, but I'm not chasing, no. Cause you're married again. Oh, she's amazing. A good man on the run is overjoyed. Position left unfilled, untouched, unloved, and unemployed. And you and I will be like butterflies, you see. And I know you. But I got wounds that still need dressing. And you and I will be like butterflies at sea. Cause I know you still feel heavy. So I pretend to you I'm ready.
Okay, welcome back. So, like I said before, today's conversation is going to be a bit different than that you had actually anticipated. And today we are going to speak on the Easter weekend and what it means to certain people and, what some of the things that it contributes to our economy is, or to people's well-being in general is. So, Zafia, tell us, what does Easter mean to you?
Well, sorry. For me, Easter is basically a Christian holiday.
Mm-hmm.
For me, because I'm a Christian. So, for us, it's the time of when Jesus was actually crucified and he basically sacrificed himself so that we can have a life, you know, and we have access to the Father ourselves. Because, you know, in the Bible, it's like, I'm not going to go deep into it, but I mean, where I'm saying that we have access directly is we believe that previously, before Jesus came, we didn't have access to the Father. You know, we had to go to someone to pray to for us or intercede for us. But now, since Jesus came, he was crucified, we have direct access to him.
Awesome. I look at Easter as just another holiday for people to gather and to do stuff together, be it church activities, other activities that I'll not be mentioning on air. And, you know, it's a holiday that gives you time away from everything else. For those that are, you know, like the believers, it's a platform for you to, or it's an opportunity for you to go and, you know, do the things that you believe in, go to church, have your relationship with God, observe, you know, the 3 days. And, you know, there are actually people that are really, really invested in Easter, and they tag along, they are doing everything, you know. They know the story from A to Z. They even know the resurrection time, and they are all in it for that. So, you know, different people use it for different reasons. And then there are those that, use it to get away from everyone else and everything else. There are those that go on vacations. There are those that are going home to visit their families. And, most importantly, Easter brings, you know, something about, you know, it contributes to the economy in ways more than one. And you'd be shocked at how many people are making money out of this Easter. The roads are full. Everyone is traveling. The lodges are booked. People are on, you know, getaways. It's like everyone is using it for a different reason. Some are on holiday as we speak. So Easter is not just something Christians observe. It's something everyone else is able to use as a means of doing what it is that they want to do in that specific time. And we are going to speak about it from a economical point of view, just to see how it contributes to people's well-being, how it's contributing to the economy, and what impact it has on, you know, ordinary people spending a lot this Easter. And I kid you not, the holidays in this month are just following each other like pa 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 pa. So a lot of you may want to go over and aboard and overspend and do all those things, but this is why we come here and have those conversations, just to make sure that people are not doing things that they are not supposed to. People are not spending more than they can afford, and people are not consuming things that they do not necessarily need. So, Zafia, tell us, well, what has your observations been around this Easter holiday? Are the people gone? Are the people buying? Are the people, you know, having a good time? Because at least I know a lot of outing spaces or clubs per se or bars were not open yesterday, because it's Easter holiday, right? A few of them were open, but a lot of them were observing the day. So it's just one of those things that, we have to observe and see and learn for future purposes. So what has your observations been?
Well, what I've, realized and observed the past 2 years basically of Easter, because I've been both Easters in Windhoek, and I've actually realized that fewer people go out of town. Like, there is those that travel, but fewer people traveled last year and this year, because you will still see the streets was oddly enough still full yesterday night. I mean, after I left the studio, and I've seen a lot of people still, you know, at KFC, you know, the outlets, the eating outlets. So I actually see that fewer people travel. And I think it's probably because of cost saving, I would think. And also one thing that I've noticed in the shops, There were a few shops, I'm not going to name them,
mm-hmm.
that had no Easter eggs. Like, literally, they didn't order at all. And I was actually surprised by it. Not that it's a problem, but I'm just thinking, like, okay, so there's no Easter in this shop this year. This shop is nothing to do with Easter.
Yeah, people are done, and they are also looking at what works for their businesses.
Yes.
So if last year you saw that, hi, menze velika Easter etni, there's no way you can bring Easter back again this year.
Oddly enough, the hot cross buns was a thing back in the days, but oddly enough, not many shops have it stocked. The hot cross buns. So I've heard a lot of people say they had to bake their own hot cross buns, or either it was out of stock at some shops. So I think the tradition of Easter in terms of shopping is actually starting to change, as well as people also using this time to travel.
Yes.
Some people use it basically for just resting at home.
I wish I could use it for the same reasons, to just stay at home and rest. Like, just, you know, my only job is supposed to be the stroll between the kitchen and the bedroom.
The TV room. But I guess who will be entertaining our listeners?
Yeah, you know, so some things have to go on, you know. Essential, you know, the essentialness of this has to go on. So, yeah. Like you mentioned, there's increased consumer spending during Easter, and it's one of the few conversations we need to have as young people, because during this time you would find that it's a lot of young people that are spending on trips, they are spending on vacations, they are spending on parties, you know, they are spending on doing fun activities during Easter. I kid you not, like, you observe that a lot of people are still in Windhoek. If you take a stroll around Windhoek tonight, I think the clubs are opening tonight. If you go there, you will learn. you will find all of them there. You will find all of them there. And, the spending, the consuming, it's ridiculous, because these people don't have anything for tomorrow. They don't have, you know, they don't have plans up until Monday. So they are drinking to get drunk. In fact, I call it they are drinking to die. Because some people, you just drink and you never know when to stop. So this is the spending that we are talking about. So a lot of people are spending on retail goods. Some just want to stay home and braai. From Thursday to Monday, they'll be braaiing. Every day there's a different braai plate. So people are spending a lot on food and decorations, for those that believe in decorations still, and gifts for those that still believe in gifting each other around Easter. And a lot of people are also spending a lot on clothing, especially those that believe in going to church. You know, I call churches the new dating site most, on top of the running clubs. Yeah, you did not know, Zafia. Running clubs are the new dating sites. On sozi vierop tinderni, ons gaan hardlopers, ons mans mensen soek. Not me though. I'm not into the running business yet. Maybe someday in the future, but I'm not into the chasing wind business yet. Because the Bible says, only the wicked runs when no one is chasing.
Oh my goodness, why do I think you would bring up that verse?
Yeah, so until I'm wicked enough, you guys will not see me like that. But when I'm officially wicked and the head girl of the Wickedness Club, you guys will see me on that Tinder. And yeah,
what
so...
What happened to healthy running? Like running for being healthy? Like, what happened to that? That's no more a thing or what?
Look, they are running to be healthy, yeah. But the platform has also diverted its...
Oh my goodness. I'm literally... They are living under a rock.
That is the new Tinder. That is the... If you are looking for, you know, something, running clubs are the new it.
Okay.
And the churches back row seats. So...
These young people are getting innovative, eh?
Very innovative. I think social media is not just doing it anymore. So we come and we decide on the spot.
Assembly,
you decide there on the spot that can this muscle lift me? Mm. Yeah, such things. So, like I said, during this holiday, people will have a lot of spending on clothing because now you want to go look hot for you know, while you sit and praise the Lord and go give your offerings to the Lord. So people are buying a lot of new outfits just so that they can go to church or even on vacation. Eh? Mm-hmm. I don't know why people do not like to go on vacation with old clothes.
I also don't understand that. Like going to Swako, example.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to buy new clothes, swimming clothes. But who still remembers the ones that you wore last year? Who remembers?
No one does. Okay, for some people, maybe it's because of their social media lifestyle upkeep. Mm. Because, of course, if you are busy posting everything that is happening in your life, you don't want people to always see you in the same pink swimming suit. Now, my dear, me. 2015 to 2025, the dang Passmos. Nothing is wrong with it. It does not have holes.
Because I bought it, Mos, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was not a disposal thing like you wore it once and throw it away.
It's not disposable unless I decide really I'm changing my style or something better came up or but my reasoning should not be for every trip a new outfit, for every trip a new something. Like I would understand with hairstyles slightly, but I would understand with hairstyles because sometimes, you know, you just want to look clean and your face need to look fresh and you know, yes. But clothing, guys, you already have 50 pairs of shoes. Now you are adding another 4 pairs for the 4 days you are going to spend somewhere.
And you know, Eleni, I actually spoke to a financial advisor last week. And he says, during holidays, like Easter, Christmas, the works, no?
Mm-hmm.
People come to borrow money to finance those holidays. And I'm like, what?
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. I'm actually going to borrow money, like from these loan people. I almost said loan sharks, but I'm not going to call them that. But I'm going to basically go to, I don't do borrowing from them, so I don't know the names.
Cash loans.
Cash loans, sorry. Mm-hmm. Going to borrow money because I'm going for a holiday. For me, those are like for when you've hit rock bottom and you need a
fix, like a real fix.
Yes.
And yet people are borrowing money for holidays.
I mean, I would understand emergency.
Yeah, emergency, like maybe your mom is sick and you need to probably travel and go take care of her, like such emergency.
Or maybe month end, you didn't budget for unforeseen circumstances and there something happens.
Yes.
I would understand, but going, like consciously, you go to borrow money because I need to go to
school. Maybe, because I have to go buy that Moet in the club and the bottle girls will have to bring it to me with those lights.
Yeah. And I need to buy a new outfit as well.
Yeah, no, it does not make sense. And that is why I say the Namibian youth needs a lot of financial education. And this is something that should be backdated so that it's taught to people from a young age. I find it very difficult, for people to adopt to things in their old age. I remember when I was learning Afrikaans, I learned like at a really, really young age. So it was easier to learn. Mm. But now when I try to learn other languages, it's like they are twisting my tongue or something is just not sitting right. But then when I compare the two, I know I was younger back then, but I'm also able to remember how fast it took me to come on board. Like it was in a month, I was already speaking proper broken Afrikaans. In 2 months, I was speaking proper Afrikaans. And now you are just there like, oh, now if they are teaching me about money at this big age and I'm used to just, like people don't even have plans anymore. You get 100, ne? You don't even say, okay, what am I going to do with this 100? What is it that could help me get to towards the end of the month with this 100? I just decide, oh, Jesus Christ, 100 comes. I've been craving kapana. There goes the money. I've not even thought about the fact that I don't have taxi money for the rest of the week. And now I am calling Zafia and I'm like, Zafia, can you please borrow me $200 for cab until month end? But when that $100 hit you, you were not thinking about your needs. You are thinking about the things you want. And these are some of the holidays that remind people that you are spending depending on what you want. You are spending depending on, you know, peer pressure, what people expect of you and all those things. It's not because of what you really want. And that is why a cousin of mine recently wrote on her status and I laughed so hard because she was like, I see you people are going on vacations. I just hope you have enough transport money to come back because we don't want to become fake when we are unable to send you money to come back to work.
You say fakeness? your unplanned becomes my emergency.
Yes. Because you chose to do something like that, now someone else has to pay for it. Let's quickly pay our bills.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Mukungu lelewa tuko maikuto amina apiri kwa mavcha aziva. Uvele kisema app atolo kasi nchavu kamso, zakale liferide, mise kunani zencha. Kuzo wakwa kushimba lifera zari vuka, kuyakwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba app, mwikutwe kulibusie mba santo ye mwietuna. Mwikole sifera fama kepe, marizo hola mina. Hamuvone, imba encha ni encha farizwe ikopanya mifuta ya lifera matasa app ilini, kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyali njira mlimu. Zengwi, zefu mani hamasi fela sesifa app ya imba, ize tatama. Elsin, ehangano, oshiherero, omaemuriro, Catholic, simane kakarunga, Africans, ni zengwi zengata. Muluri zeze kachenu, haiva mtavira kulisifera sa kereke ya mina, si eke zuefa mkoloko walifera za imba, va 081-2358-063, kapa mulumere imele kwa digital@omalite.com. Muzive ni kufumana imba kachenu, mkona kufumana fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
to the place I used to be. Take me back to make me holy as you are. Wash my heart from sin, the sin that easily weighs me down. Take me back, dear Lord, take me back. I used to be a paragon of sin. I used to speak as only one that walks with God. I never moved without a word from my
passions to feel, but I want all. You know, one time things got so bad until I had to go to one of my friends and talk to him. And I told him, I said, you know, I'm having problems with the woman that I love. It seems that I call her on the phone and I just can't get her to answer. And then I went to her house and I saw a car parked in the driveway. I knocked on the door, but still my knocks went unanswered. And then I went home and I watched television until television went off. And then I played my records until I just didn't want to hear them anymore. And finally I went to bed, but I found myself waking up a few hours later. And the tears were running down my face. And my friend told me, he said, Lenny, you just ought to forget about her. But I told my friend, I said, you know, maybe you've never been in love like I've been in love. And maybe you've never felt the things that I felt. But this is what I told my friend. I said, you know, sometimes you get lonely. You get lonely. You get lonely. Tears would fill up in the wells of my eyes, oh baby. And then it got so bad, to one time I thought I'd roll myself up in a big old ball and die. And then I met you, darling, and you smiled at me. Such a pretty smile, yes it was. And you reached out your hand. You helped me. You helped me. You helped me. I won't ever leave you, baby. I won't ever grieve you, baby. I'm gonna love you. Oh, 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 baby. I'm glad. I'm glad, baby. Oh, oh. Yeah, baby. Oh, oh, oh. I love you. I love you.
Welcome back. And if you're just joining us right now, you are tuned into Social Time with me, Hileni, and Zafia Basson. And we are speaking about, you know, the Easter weekend, what it brings, how you are spending your money. You know, it's none of my business, but I like being in everyone's business. That's why I'm in this industry, right? I wouldn't survive this industry if I didn't like y'all stories. So yeah, Zafia, we were speaking about what the Easter brings, and you know, at least one of the things that the Easter bring that helps out people is seasonal employment. Mm. You know, a lot is going on. A lot of people are needed to help carry out certain things, and like you have seen, there's a lot of sport activities happening this weekend.
Yes.
There's a tournament everywhere, and I love to see it because I am for the sports. I am for the creative industry, and you see that they are hiring people. This one's your doer. These ones are just there to make food. These ones are there to take care of who. And it's seasonal, but I love the fact that someone is being empowered in the process. And you know, the bars are going to be very full. So it's also seasonal employment. Some of those people are getting waitresses just for the weekend. And there is someone working away with at least $1,000 or $2,000 that they didn't have. And it makes a difference to their lives. And I think these are things you guys can appreciate to say, it's obviously at the expense of those that are spending recklessly, but that is a choice you personally made. So what can we do? We can't really judge you also. We'll just talk about you, but we are not judging you. Actually, I am judging you. It's a holy weekend, so let me be honest. I am judging you. Because why are you taking out a loan to go thrive? Why? As a normal person. Common sense. Alice Anderson. You are taking out for thriving. And then next week until month end, you need to borrow money to make it to month end again. Hi? And then you want to come call your friends fake. Because they are refusing to make your emergency their problem. No, guys. As young people, you guys should be doing better. You guys should be having better priorities. And most importantly, you guys should be keeping and staying safe this holiday. What I don't appreciate the most about holidays like this is the accident rate and the chaos on the road. I don't know. It's like there's a spirit that gets released.
We drive nice and fine.
Yeah, but it's like there's a spirit that gets released because starting Thursday already, I'm looking at the roads and I'm like, "Wat gaan aan? Why is everyone suddenly in a hurry? Why is everyone suddenly reckless on the road?"
I mean, Swakop is still gonna be the same place where it is.
Yes.
Nothing is moving.
Nothing is moving. And even here in Windhoek, you know, they are not going anywhere important, but still on the roads are risky, guys. That is all I can tell you. If possible, avoid them by all means.
But let's be honest, no? In the car.
Yes.
The problem between the road and the car.
Is the person driving
the
car.
Is the one driving. But sometimes you can be the most cautious driver, but the other one... is in a hurry for way.
Yes. Way someone taught me, treat everyone on the road like an idiot. And it helped me a lot. Think for everyone. Because I had this tendency, né? I used to tell myself, but they can see me. Mm-mm. You know, this person went like, you will die. Tossy, tossy, tossy. No many stories, you will die. So I went through that lesson with him and he was like, from today onwards, treat everyone on the road like an idiot. Treat everyone on the road like, you know, like they are not fine. Because if you start to say they can see, it means you're putting your life in other people's hands. And whether they can see or not is not really something you can speak on, because there are times I'm driving and I'm blanked out. And you realize it after a while when you either run a red light or you do something and you're like, hey, what did I just do? So I started to realize that the more I was on the road, the more I also started to learn how to coexist on the road with other people. Because at first you were like, ah, they can see me, man. They can what? They have brakes. They have everything. And then you start to realize, colleagues, you are going through a lot. You are going through a lot, and some it's arrogance, some it's actual problems. You know, some you've had a long day, and the reasons are different, but at the end of the day, treat everyone on the road like they are blind. And I think that's the best advice anyone ever gave me for the road, because now I'm thinking and anticipating everyone's move, and that way you are a bit more alert. And more cautious than, you know, the ordinary person. Or maybe that is the mindset everyone should be having.
But I think as an old driver, or let me say as an experienced driver, you know, the longer you drive, the more actually you become unaware. Like, you just do it like on autopilot.
Mm-hmm.
You just drive, especially when you drive the same route every day. You just become so unaware of what's happening. And I think that's where the problem comes, because sometimes someone actually, you don't anticipate it, and then it happens.
Yeah.
And then it's an accident.
Especially when new people are on the road. And I think that is what mostly happens on this long weekend, say, because I'm still trying to understand the percentage rate at which accidents happen during holidays and the percentage rate at which accidents happen normally. Of course, people say Easter is causing problems. It's not Easter that's causing problems. Easter is just a holiday that comes every year. And if people decided not to drive during Easter, there wouldn't be problem. So,
the only time that I could probably remember that we didn't have this was now during
COVID.
Now, yeah. Easter was still a holiday.
Yes.
Now, why didn't we, you know? I know we were not allowed to travel, you know? But still, we were traveling in town.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't have this.
But it's also not everyone that was traveling. You needed to be an essential worker. You needed
to be
some.
The problems were at home.
The problems were at home. But also what I'm trying to get to is you mentioned, the awareness in constantly using a route. Mm-hmm. There are those people, that come to work from other towns every day. Mm-hmm. They commute to work on a daily basis. And then there are those that are not very aware of those roads. So now the road is full of commuters and new people. And the new people, maybe you are not so aware of how the road works and you are just doing your thing, or the commuter is absent-minded because they are so used to traffic being a certain way that they are still in that mindset. But in this case, the traffic is always a lot. There is a lot more other people on the road, the new drivers, the inexperienced, the experienced, alles entersen, the ones that are illegally, the ones that are driving with their health passports.
Voters cards.
Yeah, yes. So, guys, just be a little more cautious on the roads and, do not put your life into the hands of fellow drivers. Do not be the person that says the other person can see you. Especially if you're driving a small car, guys, love yourselves. There are people who arrogantly drive with their big cars on the roads. And I kid you not, Jaisal Khastamvort. Hello, Sinjoni. Because that person with their big car, they know the impact they are going to have on you, and they know the impact that is going to be left on their car. So, hello, Warini. They don't care. They have no regard for you and your tiny car. So, be extra careful on the road, guys. Stay away from trucks also. Chaleve, it's not that Chaleve at Netville Blay Race. Stay away from trucks. No, they don't fall and they fall up, yo. Okay, going on to Easter. So, it also increases the supply chain and production planning leading to Easter. So, weeks before Easter, they were bringing in the Easter eggs, they were producing new items, and the economy was, starting to pick up, because now whoever is selling the Easter eggs is most benefiting and is always getting something. And your truck drivers, they are transporting this thing. So it's business for the country. So, excuse me. So the production and the planning around these holidays is always different and it's more, which means there is more business for shops. There is more business for people in transport and logistics. There is more business to make sure that these items are distributed nationwide. So there is always business and our economy is able to go ahead. Marketing and promotions also become a lot, just within last week alone, I've come across so many girlies and, around the shops, and they are all just promoting or marketing brands. What is it called? Outside, I used to do it, guys. I don't know why I forgot the name. This way you stand in front of shops or in malls and you advertise
promotions.
Yeah. So they become a lot around this time. And guys, that is good money.
It's good. I used to be a promotion.
I used to do that. So it's
or
good.
In the shops, mm-hmm. people taste.
In, yes, making people taste
it's
things.
It's nice money, especially as a youngster.
Yeah, it's nice money. And, you know, those are just some of the things we need to attribute to holidays such as this, because someone is making bread out of this bread that does not, you know, come to you every other day. And that is why I say it's very important to have priorities, because there's a young person out there that is borrowing money to go thrive. And then there is a young person out there that is dedicating their time so that they stand in front of a shop, get mocked, just so that they can collect their coins. So those are just the differences. And it's good to see that it's bringing economy. At the end of the day, what we focus on here is conversations that are economy driven, conversations that are butter and bread issues, conversations that bring betterment to people's lives. And we love to see this for the people. You know, you should be making the most out of all these things. If you know people do certain activities in your community, you should be able to say, okay, what are people consuming this holiday? What can I as Zafia Bason do to make the most out of this holiday? You know, I've seen some people advertising to say, guys, let me clean your flats. Let me house it while you're gone. Let me do something while you're gone. So it's business. Look at it from, you know, income perspective, ne? Be like Hileni. I see money in everything. That's what Helmut says, not me. Helmut says, I see money in everything. So be someone that sees money in everything, because you need money to survive at the end of the day. So the impact that Easter has on the economy is that in countries where Easter is widely observed, it can impactfully and it can meaningfully impact the GDP during this quarter, especially in retail and services sectors. But I see as Namibians, people are diverting away from Easter itself. They are still doing a lot of activities, but they are diverting away. But the one thing I can definitely say is that, the service sector is collecting its coins this holiday. People are in lodges, people are eating out, people are doing fun activities, people are everywhere by their houses. As I'm like net Egbert Blair couch vs me aye haze. Imagine.
I think when you say you're using the you bought it, right? At a certain amount. So you're using the full of it, making sure that money that you spend in it counts.
Yeah, ne? Yeah, like the other time someone asked me, why are you always at home? And I said, guys, I'm collecting my rent's worth. I am collecting.
You're just not those people that actually store the furniture.
Yes, I am collecting my rent's worth. Guys, do you know how expensive rent is in
Windhoek? Especially in Namibia and Windhoek.
Do you know how expensive rent is? And now I should be outside doing what?
And how many hours do we actually spend if we go to work?
The other day I joked about it, and I was telling my brother at home, so I have a massage bed at home. So I was like, I should just fold this thing up and keep it with me so that when I knock off late, obviously, during the week, we live here like after 7. So I was like, they'll think I come to work early, can't I? I'm just sleeping there at work because I practically live at work. You are here early in the morning, sometimes 7, sometimes 8, you're already here. You leave last in the evening. So I'm like, I practically live at work, so I might as well take the bed there so I can sleep. They'll obviously think, oh, Hileni loves the job. She's always here first. Can't you? I'm a resident at work. Oh, they could just make me a room somewhere here behind the studio. And I will keep you guys entertained 24/7. as long as I live here. Guys, just make a petition and send it to Tatewa. I'm kidding. Someone has to go to the streets. So someone definitely has to go to the streets also, and that someone is me. Which is like now 2 days in a month, but yeah, it's still something. So yeah, life is super, super expensive nowadays, and it is what it is. So in less commercialized context, the economy of the country is not really impacted, or in areas where there is nothing going on. Let's take villages, for instance, small towns. Nothing is really going on around there except for people going to church. The only people that are making money in those small towns or those small areas is
the bars,
churches.
The bars also.
In churches, you should see the. Okay, I don't know how they do it at your church, ne? But let me tell you how they do it at my church. Or at our Vambo churches. There is always a basket. There's the one for the normal offering. And then there's the one for the building offering. I don't know why people give offering for the... I still need to ask that question. There's the one for the building. You know, the building is already fully equipped, constructed, alles, ne? And people, even 10 years from then, people are still contributing, offering for the building. And then there is usually for a certain choir group. And then there is for the men, what. And then it's for the women, da. Yo, the circus is the field man. And you come the following day, you're like, "Hi guys, well, you know, we have managed to collect this many thousands," and you're like, "Yeah, men are thrilled, ne? People have money. So yeah, during holidays such as this, the church is really collecting the coins. They are doing the most out of it. They are making sure their pastors have enough petrol for the next 4-3 months, and yeah. You and I will just go to church and we will pray to the same God, and that is that. Zafia, what can you add for us before we take a musical break and be back after that?
Well, I basically just want our listeners to let's do this, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Before the next Easter comes, okay, let's say not the next Easter, but we all know the next big holidays is May, so that's a little bit late. But let's say Christmas, no? Mm-hmm. Because the next big event after May holidays is basically Christmas, right?
Yeah.
And we all know Christmas comes every year on the 25th, right? So let's start saving, guys. Let's hold a little bit back on the spendings that we do weekends and save, you know? Then this Christmas, you don't have to take a loan close to December to live the life, but rather spend your own hard work saving money so that you don't feel left out. Or maybe there are those that feel left out, mm-hmm, December, and they are basically feeling bad because they haven't been saving. So this is actually our reminder telling you to start saving so that you don't feel bad or left out. So yeah, that's on my side. Savings, I love to talk about savings because it empowers you as a person. And there's a thing about all of us actually should have an emergency fund. Because anything, I mean, COVID actually taught me is that anything can happen at any time.
Mm-hmm.
So your savings should be ready. And also, I like the fact that you said you see money in everything, Heleni. But it's not that. I think it's more you see opportunity where someone does not. And I think as a young person, we all should see that. You should be doing something other than just working and drinking. You should be making money. And where you only see money, I look at it as you're seeing an opportunity way to make the money.
Mm-hmm.
So I think every young person, whether it's in your creative work, whether it's in your services that you can deliver. But I think we should all see an opportunity where we can make money as a young person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you have it. Let's quickly go for a musical break and we will be back with some more or to say our goodbyes later.
There's always tomorrow. I miss your touch on nights when I'm hollow. I know you crossed the bridge that I can't follow. There's always tomorrow.
He's the one that you want, and you're spending all your time in this wrong situation, and anytime you want it to stop,
I know I can treat you better than he can, and any girl like you deserves a gentleman. Tell me why I'll be wasting time on all your wasted time when you should be with me instead. I know I can treat you second you say you'd like me to. I just wanna give you the loving that you're missing, baby. Just to wake up with you will be everything I need, and this could be so different. Tell me what you want to do. Cause I know I can treat you better than he can, and any girl like you deserves a gentleman. Fine. Promise I won't let you down.
he can than any girl like you deserves a gentleman. Tell me, why are we wasting time on all your wasted grind when you should be with me instead? I know I can treat you better.
I found a love for me. Darling, just dive right in and follow my lead. Well, I found a girl, beautiful and sweet.
Experience the best of freedom and flexibility with Flex. Paratus Flex Bundles now offer you even more freedom of choice so that you can enjoy quality internet on the go or at home. Choose between fiber with mobile LTE or Skyfi with mobile LTE packages, starting from as little as 650 Namibian dollars per month, excluding VAT. You get more for less with Flex. Visit paratus.africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide.
I never knew you were the someone waiting for me. 'Cause we were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was. I will not give you up this time. Darling, just kiss me slow. Your heart is all I
girl. talk anymore. We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore like we used to do. We don't laugh anymore. What was all of it for? Ooh, we don't talk anymore like we used to do. I just heard you found the one you've been looking. You've been looking for. I wish I would have known that wasn't me. Cause even after all this time I still wonder why I can't move on just the way you did so easily. Don't wanna know what kind of dress you're wearing tonight. If he's holding on to you so tight the way I did before. I overdosed. Should've known your love was a game. Now I can't get you out of my brain. Oh, it's such a shame. We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore like we used to do. We don't laugh anymore. What was all of it for? Your door, but I'm just too afraid that I'll be wrong. So I wanna know if you're looking into her eyes. She's holding on to you so tight the way I did before. I overdosed. Should've known your love was a game. Now I can't get you out of my brain. Oh, it's such a shame. But we don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore. We used to do. We don't laugh anymore. What was all of it for? Oh, we don't talk anymore like we used to do.
I overdosed. Should've known your love was a game. Now I can't get you out of my brain.
Oh, it's such a shame. We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore like we used to do. We don't laugh anymore. What was all of it for? Oh, we don't talk anymore like we used to do.
Thank you. like a jacket, so do yours. We would roll down the rapids to find a way that fits. Can you feel where the wind is? Can you feel it through? Out of the window, inside this room.
Cause I wanna touch you, baby. I wanna feel you too. I wanna see the sunrise and your sins, just me and you.
Internet should be a headache of the past, yet many Namibians have connections that just aren't fast.
We have a solution that might set you free. It's called Mobile LTE, and it comes with real speed. You'll enjoy up to 50 megabytes per second from just $300 a month and free internet browsing after midnight till 6. When it comes to staying connected, this is it. Visit Paratus.Africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide and experience the thrill of better internet with Paratus by your side. Always prepared.
So welcome back, and we have reached the end of social time with me, Hileni, and Zafia.
Yes, until next time, stay safe, stay grateful, and keep smiling.
Yes, and do enjoy the rest of your weekend, and also do enjoy the rest of the programming here on EGLFM Namibia. Do stay tuned for that is Tata Mike Oshavelli with Mind Matters, and I will catch you during the week on BES between 1800 hours and 1900 hours. So see you then. Bye-bye.